For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More heat and hot weather for California, hampering conditions for crews fighting the 17 major wildfires there. One such fire, the Mendocino Complex Fire in Northern California, is now about the size of Los Angeles and the largest in the state's history. Cal Fire's Will Power.
It's been a challenge. We're about 14,000, from what I understand, 14,000 personnel statewide fighting fires throughout California. It's still early. We're getting that hot weather.
For a second day, the so-called Holy Fire erupted, posing a threat to nearby communities down below. Time-lapse video shows the wildfire mushrooming in the Cleveland National Forest. Orange County residents say they had very little time to escape in their cars when the flames took off on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
It was the second day on the stand for Rick Gates, former right-hand man to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. He faces bank fraud and tax evasion charges. Prosecutors showed emails for Manafort urging Gates to find a position in the new Trump administration for Stephen Kock, a banker who prosecutors say gave Manafort a loan based on fraudulent information. Many journalists report Gates looking visibly nervous under the relentless questioning. Gates will be back on the stand on Wednesday, as defense attorneys say they have at least another hour of questions for him. Chicago officials have announced they'll be deploying hundreds more additional police officers following last weekend's gun violence that left 12 people dead and 70 people wounded. So far, there have been no arrests. Police claim hot weather aggravated the intense infighting on Chicago's South Side. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study is revealing that older Americans are increasingly turning to bankruptcy. USA's Chris Barnes has a closer look.
Reduced income, increased health care costs, and a lack of savings. All of the issues combined are fueling the increase in bankruptcy filings by older Americans. That's according to new research from the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, showing that those over 65 are filing for bankruptcy at a rate three times more than 30 years ago, and those nearing retirement age are also filing for bankruptcy in much larger numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tony Blas is a Queens plumber who's been flushing out child predators one at a time. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
He started an all-volunteer group called Team Loyalty Makes a Family. Since June, he's already caught nine men trying to meet up with underage girls by live-streaming his confrontations and releasing the chat logs, his latest sting nabbing a teacher. But Blas says stopping predators starts with parents.
Grab your child's phone, look through the internet, see who they're talking to. You know, see who their friends are, because you never know.
One of the alleged predators he confronted was a teacher who showed up to meet a supposed 15-year-old girl. Blas put that video of his confrontation on the internet. The man was identified, someone called police, and the teacher faces charges for attempting to endanger the welfare of a child. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.